Hey everybody, how are you doing today? It is Tuesday when I am recording this, so happy Tuesday. It is a Tuesday post-eclipse. How are you feeling about the energy after the eclipse? I have a couple things I want to chat about today, but as a reminder before we get started, any of the tips, tricks, or ideas that I share with you, anything that I offer as far as an intention tool, they're meant for spiritual entertainment and enlightenment purposes, and they are not meant to replace medical health care, mental health care, emotional health care, whatever you're currently using in your routine, they're not meant to replace that. Talk to your doctor before starting any new routines, all of that jazz. They're just here to honor the intention for the energies we want to bring into our life, to live life more intentionally and more fully, and to start to have a conversation about our energy and how we can care for our energy. We have an energy that surrounds our body and moves through our body. It's a subtle energy system that helps to influence our well-being. And by honoring a conversation within that energy, we get to know ourselves deeper, mentally, emotionally, physically, and spiritually. So that's what we're here, is to create a conversation about what that looks like. Today, we're going to talk about some crystals and stones and their intentions within the work that I do. But first, we're going to pull a color card. I have this deck by Ina Segal. And Secret Language of Colors card deck. And I have used it for well over a decade. And if you can see, I'm going to post this video on YouTube. You can see it's well loved. To me, colors have an energy they bring us. They have a symbolism that they honor within our life. And they can be powerful, almost tangible tools that we use within our meditation practice, we use within our energy work, and we use within our day-to-day lives to honor what we're doing, to honor the work that we are doing energetically, emotionally, spiritually, to help ourselves understand deeper. Okay, take a deep breath with me. Okay, one more. Deep breath, inhale in. Exhale out. Perfect. Taking a deep breath before things like this helps to shake off some of that excess energy that we walk into it with. And you can hear the ocean waves in the background. I just got back from visiting the ocean and I completely forgot about the energy and the peace and the positivity and the grounded vibes that the ocean offers. So you may hear the ocean waves in the background of a lot of my work over the next week or so, because I'm trying to bring that energy forward into my life. Which, one of the ways I'm doing it, I got this large heart-shaped ocean jasper stone while on vacation, and it is my new favorite friend. Sorry, I hit my microphone. It might have made noises. I've been meditating with it. I meditated with it down by the ocean, often welcoming that peace and that positivity of our vacation, that joy into the stone. And now I use it through life here to honor welcoming those sensations and intentions within my day-to-day life. So I have it with me as a reminder, and I carry it with me and use it in meditation often. So this is my new energetic friend. Okay, so let's pull a color card. We honor this card to help us celebrate the energy we are moving through today and this week. Show us within this card where we get to focus and what we get to celebrate. We're going to go right in over here. Yellow. Oh, purifying the body. I love this yellow flower. I love the brightness. I love the notion that yellow resonates with our solar plexus. The idea of embracing our personal power, embracing our inner vibrancy, and embracing joy and brightness within life. It's time to let the sun shine. It's time to bring in this joy and brightness in our life. It's time to allow some empowerment to move forward. Even my paper that I'm writing on today is yellow. So much yellow lately. It's time to envision this yellow washing through us from the inside, surrounding us from the outside, and allowing ourselves to grow and be open. To be empowered, to be open to the joy and light and positivity that life has to offer us, to cultivate that growth and to share that energy with the world. We've got this flower here, and it has all those little pollen, those little spots that share pollen. And the notion is this pollen is just this thing that gets picked up by the air or by the creatures that visit this flower and share it with others and share it with the world around them. Your vibrancy, your joy, your brightness gets to be shared. It gets to pollinate and cultivate more joy and more vibrancy within the world around you. Not everybody is feeling vibrant right now. Not everybody is feeling joyful. When you can start having a conversation, one instance at a time, one speck at a time, one moment at a time, with joy in your life, honoring, yes, things may be a struggle. And I get to celebrate joy. Yes, I'm struggling with fill in the blank. And I get to celebrate joy by fill in the blank. It doesn't have to be an either-or conversation anymore. Joy gets to be a powerful force in our life right now. Joy gets to empower our forward motion. Joy gets to counterbalance the overwhelm. Or the struggle or the challenges we're faced with. We're faced with these challenges within our life that sometimes are a more shadowy experience on purpose to richen our knowledge and our energy. However, that joy is an important factor that it's important for us to cultivate. It helps to clear our mind. It helps to clear our body. It helps to clear our energy to allow some of this joy. So, how do we do that? How do we welcome this joy into our life? I'm going to post this color on my social media page so that people can see it that are listening to this podcast versus watching. But how can you cultivate joy in your life? So that's my question for you today before we dive into the notion of crystals and stones. How can you cultivate joy within your week this week? It doesn't have to be big things. Maybe your capacity for joy happens in the little moments. Maybe your capacity for joy happens on a smaller scale. Plant the seeds of joy in the small places so you can cultivate it over time in a bigger way. Maybe you're feeling really good this week, and the beautiful sun and life is feeling really good, so you're able to connect with joy in lots of places. That is beautiful. You have the right to do that, no matter what's happening around you. You have the right and the capacity to celebrate joy on some level. How can you do that this week? What's one way you can cultivate some joy and some brightness in your life this week? That's how we find power. And that's how we clear our body and our mind of some of this stale energy we've been carrying along way too long. Okay, so that's our color work for today. I have some notes here because I wanted to help focus a little bit more. So I just got in a bunch of things that I'm excited to add to my intention shop. I have a small collection of jewelry, and I've had some salt stones in the past that I have used to honor. As intention pieces, whether it's intentions during meditation or intentions that you want to wear and bring with you through life. Recently, I've started stamping bracelets. I know those of you that are listening can't see it, but with certain intentions on them. I have sold these salt stones for meditation in the past, and I just recently started expanding into some other things. And it brought me to a space where I wanted to have conversations about crystals and stones and why I use them. I've had people tell me in the past, I want to know more about stones and crystals and why we use them, the energy of them. I want to know, wanting me to have classes and discussions about it. And I've never Being honest, I never felt like I was qualified enough to do it. I haven't taken a course specifically in stones and crystals, but I know what I've learned through my other courses, and I've learned through my personal experiences, and I've learned through the work that I do with clients within energy work, that I guess now it's time for me to share what I experienced. So this is just a conversation. There is a plethora of information out there about stones and crystals and how they're used and how you can set up grids and use them within your life. And I encourage you to explore all the knowledge and all the wisdom out there. If you need help finding knowledge, finding books, finding people, what have you, to explore this deeper, I can definitely help you out with that. However, I also encourage you to find your own stuff and lean into your own, where your intuition follows you. And that'll be a conversation with a lot of the things we talk about over this podcast and maybe a couple of different podcasts, is to lean into your intuition. So I'd have to say, when I started meditating and embracing my intuitive spirituality, back in like 2011, like however many years ago, stones were one of the things that I started carrying, like so many others. And I just knew that there were certain stones I wanted to carry, and I didn't really know why. And I would look up the stone and what it could mean. And then when I found one that I liked, I would buy the stone and I'd look up the meaning. And it turns out that that would resonate with me. So I started carrying them. And now I have a collection of stones that I use in meditation for other people. And in energy work, if you've done an energy session with me, you know that you come and you lay down, and chances are I'm going to pull out five or six stones and we're going to place them on different areas of your body. And I'm going to do that with the purpose of honoring, welcoming a specific energy into you. So for me, I guess it would be that I've started creating a conversation and building a language around stones and what they mean for me and what they mean, what my intention for them is. So let's have a conversation about it. And I'll share what I believe, and you can share what you believe, and trust your gut and your free will is your biggest superpower. If this doesn't resonate, that's great. Keep scrolling. If it does, let me know and we can have a deeper conversation about it. I'm not necessarily gonna, I may show a few stones, but I'm not necessarily gonna talk about specific stones this episode. Maybe down the road, as I sit with them more, I keep looking over here for those of you that are watching the video, because I have like stones waiting for me to sit with them and get to know them and decide how I want to cultivate putting them in my intention shop. So I keep looking over there to them. And I'm not necessarily going to share specific stones today. I want to have that conversation about my intention for them first. So, yeah, that, I guess I carry stones because they honor an intention for what energy I'm bringing into my life. Whether it's the beads in my jewelry or the stones that I carry on my person, they honor an intention for the energy I'm welcoming into my life. Or maybe it's even a water bottle that has stones in the bottom to help honor the intention of what energy I want to welcome into my body for that day, or I want to welcome into my life through my intention water. Living more purposefully with intention, with even within the water that I drink. So that's what they are for me. They're a way to honor the intention for the energy I want to bring into my life. During an energy session, they're a way to honor an intention for the energy I want to welcome into that energy session. If I'm holding it in meditation, like I said, with this ocean jasper I found on vacation, it was a way to honor the energy of my vacation and my intention to bring that energy and implant it back into my life. And when I have these stones and I carry them with me, wear them, or use them in meditation, I don't have to keep it all up here. It's a way for me to express it into my life exterior for myself. It's a way to take the intentions and the notions that are happening in my mind and that are happening in my heart and that are happening in my gut, and to implant that seed of intention within my life. So if I have some at work and I pick up and I hold them at work often while I'm doing readings or life coaching sessions, you'll see me holding like a lapis stone. Nope, not lapis. Labradorite stone or a clear quartz or an amethyst or even, I don't know the name of that stone off the top of my head. I have another stone that honors my connection to the other side, things like that. Like you'll see me hold on to those. When I'm in the middle of a session with a client, I don't want to be distracted by holding that intention in my mind continuously. So when I hold that stone has that intention in it. So when I hold that stone, I don't have to think that intention. It's there in my hand and it gives me something to mess with. And it's an honoring that that intention is part of the conversation without having to cultivate the words in my mind and bring them out my mouth. So that's one of the reasons why I use stones and why I've implemented them slowly into my life over the last few years. One thing I feel like I always want to share with people about stones is the power is within you. Do you need these stones? Absolutely not. Is it a medication? No. But is it a way to honor an expression of energy and self-care within your life? Absolutely. Is it a beautiful representation of that energy and self-care in your life? I believe so. But the power is within you. They honor what energy and what power you already have, or what energy and what power you want to welcome into your life. They're there to support what you're doing, not to feed you what you don't have. You have the power within you. We all do. This just helps us celebrate that and communicate that in a different way. Those are my intentions. Whether you believe that stones have an energy that they emit, a subtle energy that they emit, with each one specifically, I'm leaving that for you to decide. If you know and you feel that each stone has its own energy that it emits into your life and into your energy, then I let you celebrate that. I believe that. I believe that everything has an energy. That's one of my core beliefs with the work that I do. Everything has an energy. I'm open to reading the energy of people, places, and situations to help me understand it differently. So yes, I fully believe that each stone has its own energy. However, that's for each person to decide. That's for each individual to decide what they believe. When I'm working with stones within my work and within my clients' work, we're using it as an intention. And that's what I wanted to share with you today. So how do we work with some of these stones? I feel like we can hold a stone in meditation, honoring that energy we want to bring into our meditation. We can either hold the stone and pair it with an affirmation, or we can hold a stone and just witness what we feel and what we think within that experience. We can carry it with you. If you have pockets, you can stick stones in your pockets. I know some people put stones in their bras even. Some people will make I don't have any here, but like a little sack, and they call it like a medicine bag, or they call it a little sack of stones or crystals, and they'll put a couple in there and they'll carry that with them, pulling it out when they need it. I have different stones within my water bottles. Currently today, I don't have any of my water bottles here. Currently today, I have lapis, I have clear quartz, I have yellow calcite or orange calcite, and I have blue apatite and a little bit of obsidian, all to honor releasing the crap and embracing peace, positivity, joy, and abundance. And those are the stones that honor that work for me today. Those stones, honoring those same intentions, were different over vacation than they are now. So it changes. Some people will set up their stones in grids. Some people will use their stones in a definite, more methodical, purposeful way. That's just not something I do, so I can't, don't feel I can speak on that. But there are definitely classes and specific crystal practitioners that you can reach out to if you want to explore that work more. Mine, I don't necessarily have enough knowledge in order to be able to support you with that right now. I use them as an accent to things I do have knowledge on, like Reiki and energy work and meditation. And I've actually found, personally for me, recently, honoring energy work, honoring EFT tapping, having specific stones, and having certain meditations, and having a collection of all of those sprinkled in different ways throughout my week has been a beautiful combination to help me move through energies that I no longer want to have and embrace new energies that I want to welcome into my life. So it can, gets to be a combination of different things. Okay, so honor what feels right to you. Follow your intuition, both with how you want to use the stone as well as why you're using the stone. I often will encourage my clients to pick up a stone and to hold on to it and to think about what does this stone honor for you? When you buy a stone, you purchase a stone, often there's the inspirations on it already. So you have an idea, but before you do a lot of research into why you need to carry that stone and let somebody else plant their intentions into your life, I encourage you to follow your intuition and plant your own intentions. Why do you want to carry fluorite? Why do you want to carry amethyst? I was having a conversation this morning with my friend from Divine Clarity, Danielle Graham. And we were talking about amethyst, and she was talking about how amethyst is such a powerhouse stone for her, and it honors protection for her. For me, it honors my intuition and an open mind. So it's different for each person, and I love that. It's such a way to celebrate our unique expression, our unique divine expression. So honor your intuition, both with why you're choosing the stone and how you're choosing to use it. And again, as we move forward in the next podcast or two, I'm going to share some of the stones that I use and why I use them. These are just inspirations, or the inspirations that I share about stones are just guidelines and reasons that I work with these stones and how they have helped my life and how they have helped the lives of those that I work with. Follow your gut, follow what works for you. And there is knowledge and wisdom and experience with crystals and stones that spans ages and moves across many cultures. Explore and get to know what resonates for you. Celebrate what works for you. Okay. So I left my house today and I had my ocean jasper in my bag to bring to work. I meditated when I got to work, holding on to this and playing ocean waves, which I have playing in the background if you can hear this, and bringing in some of the energy of my vacation and implementing it into my day-to-day process. So I had that. That's what I did today. And then I have a fluorite. It's really a smooth, tumbled stone, so I feel like I'm gonna throw it around. So I have a fluorite which has greens and purples. This one actually has quite a bit of pigment to it. Some of them don't necessarily have as much pigment to it. And I have a smoky quartz. As much as I was enjoying a very positive, joyful energy this morning, I also had a little bit of a headache. And I also felt like I was having a hard time focusing and, I was actually missing vacation a little bit. So the smoky quartz honors settling and getting rid of all that headache and that yucky energy and embracing getting rid of that. And the fluorite helps to honor, for me, it honors focus and it honors clarity and it honors positivity. So that's why I'm hanging on to those today, to honor that energy shift that I'm excited to make within my day. So those are the ones that I have on me currently. I have a collection of others over here that I'm really excited to share, purposefully with those that are interested. So tell me, what do you use? What are your favorite stones? What are the ones that you have in your life, and how did you find them and why? So many people that I talk to have, we start to have a conversation about stones, and we have a conversation about, I don't know, I just feel like I want to have them in my life. I don't know, I just feel like I need to carry this. It reminds me of this. It reminds me of that. It just is an instinct and something that people want to have in their life. So share with me. I would love for you to reach out. You can reach out by answering the poll question in this podcast, finding me and messaging me on social media, or finding my information on website and messaging, filling out some of the forms on the website. But I want to know how you experience stones, why you have the stones you have, and why you choose the stones that you choose. How you explore them, how they've come into your life, do you work with them? Share with me. And then in the next few episodes, I'm going to share some of the stones that I use and why. And then I can share some of your stories as well. I can share some of the stones that you use and why you use them. So, let's have a conversation about it. Thanks for listening to this. Hopefully, you can find some joy and help to freshen your energy with some joy and brightness in your life, like the yellow color told us in the beginning of our podcast today. And hopefully, you took a little information about stones and the way I work with them, and maybe it supports your process with it. Who knows? Reach out, share with me how you use them, and let's have a conversation. As always, don't forget to celebrate your uniquely beautiful self, and have a wonderful day.